essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and you know, one of the most difficult things for the average American to believe is that there really are people who want to regulate and control everything in America. I mean, they do not believe in freedom. They want to watch you. They want to monitor. Well, they even want to monitor your farm animals and any sort of domestic animals that are out there. Now, let me point out, as we pointed out on several occasions, it was just within the last 10 days or so we learned that there is in every one of your cell phones, and most of you have cell phones, a little switch that can be actually activated electronically from a far distant place, so that now, even though you're not using your telephone or talking into it, they can use that to monitor what you're saying. It came out in a recent trial when the FBI had actually turned on that little switch in the cell phones of the mafioso leaders, and of course they were tracking the mafia, and they knew that if they said anything on the cell phone when it was turned on, that people would be able to hear that and monitor it, and they were concerned about bugs, and very often when they went to restaurants, the FBI had bugs in the restaurants they went to, and so they swept the restaurants and they kept them clear of bugs, and they realized that their phones were tapped, but they didn't realize the cell phones that they carried had a switch that was built in by the manufacturers, so that everything they said, even when they weren't using the telephone, could be monitored by the FBI. But it's not just from the mafioso, ladies and gentlemen. This is long-term planning. In fact, I looked up on the Internet recently on computers, and some computers have a little microphone in them, too. At least some of the laptops that they admit to have a little computer in them, a little microphone. You don't have to be using that at all if you have it hooked up to the Internet. They can listen to what you're saying. Why would they do that sort of thing? Why have we spent all the money to develop satellites? Not to monitor the Russians, the wicked Russians and the communists, but now they can monitor you. They can see where your farm animals are on your farm through the computer. They can actually read the newspaper you're reading, from outer space. Of course, we can't find Osama bin Laden, but we can monitor everybody here in the United States, with these satellites that are there day and night. And now they've come up with a wonderful new program. And we've got Doreen Hannis here to talk to us about it this morning. You are going to have every one of your animals, farm animals, chipped. Why are they doing this? Because everything is to be regulated. The dream of the nightmare of 1984 is upon us. And where is the outcry from the American people? Oh, we're concerned about what's going on over in the Middle East. We've got to send our boys overseas to fight for our freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, we're losing our freedom here at home. And this is part of a plan, and the tragedy that is unfolding in the Middle East today is a wonderful diversion for the elite who would take away our freedom here. And while our boys fight for freedom overseas, step by step, little by little, they're taking away our freedom here. Well, there's going to be a giant step at the beginning of 2008. Doreen, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you, Greg.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and a little bit about this incredible program that most Americans just aren't even aware of.
Okay. Well, first of all, the program that I'm talking about is called the National Animal Identification System, and we refer to it as NAIS or NAIS. It is an international system, basically, but They began implementing this system in 2004, and there are several documents that the USDA APHIS division has put out, and they haven't actually followed procedure on all of them, but I digress a little bit. About myself, we're a homeschooling, homesteading family.
Real radicals then, huh?
Yeah, we're criminals. And we basically, our main focus here is dairy goats, and we were going to be milking for a cooperative, and that has kind of fallen by the wayside because of this program. But the way I found out about this is kind of interesting and ties in with what you were talking about earlier. I went to a meeting at a stockyard in Ava, Missouri here, and one of the state veterinarians was giving a talk on this new identification program that everyone in Missouri was going to have to participate in.
It's not voluntary. It's compulsory?
Oh, yeah, it's compulsory. It's about as voluntary as having a Social Security number, paying your income tax, and wearing your seatbelt any longer. The methodology that will be used to make this compulsory is you will not be able to buy or sell unless you participate. And that's the bottom line. It's voluntary so long as you don't care to engage in any kind of commerce.
Now, is that with the farm animals or... is that certainly in everything else? Is this just for farm animals? In other words, can buy or sell farm animals or buy or sell go to the grocery store?
Well, you know, that's how this all ties in. There are things in place. One of them is the Bioterrorism Act, where they want trace forward and trace back on all feed and food stuff, and they used that act, which was passed in 2002, to expand the surveillance and monitoring of the USDA significantly.
You know, again, of course, we can see that right now, you know, with all of this emphasis on, my goodness, the poison spinach, you know, with E. coli, and now the poison, and night after night we hear about the poison green onions and, you know, and now then there were the poison strawberries, and we've just got to have more regulation to protect us from, because after all, Osama bin Laden might come over here and poison our food, and tragically, a couple of people did die from E. coli. My goodness, people die every day. So why night after night do we hear about it? To focus our attention to justify the laws that will take away our freedom. We're being manipulated. Our minds are being molded. So go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good summation of it. The impetus is fear. In this case, with the NAIS, the fear is of disease, specifically foreign animal disease, like they're talking about hoof and mouth quite a bit.
Hold that thought, Doreen. We'll be back in just a minute. It's all about fear. We have so much to fear. If we don't fear, some of it in London's going to get us. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your 9-branched Hanukkiahs and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information, and we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniel Show, KHNC 1360 AM. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
And back here, our guest is Doreen Hannes. Go right ahead, Doreen.
Okay. Well, I was going to tell you about how I found out about the program. There was this meeting at Stockyards in Ava, Missouri. Taylor Woods, who's a state veterinarian, was giving a talk on this new identification program that we would have to participate in the state of Missouri. And this would require an RFID device in the cattle's ear, and you would not be able to sell your cattle, he said, as of January of 2006, if you did not do this, okay? And he said also that the reason they were going after Missouri first was because we have so many small sale barns, and they wanted to get the kinks out of the system here before it was implemented nationally. People were very upset with the entire idea, and several stood up and asked questions, and some said they would just take their cattle out of state and sell them, and he said, well, it'll be there, too. That might work for 6 months. He never said the name of the program. I stood up and I asked a couple of questions and then I made a statement. My statement was, it sounds as if you just want to have complete control of the food supply. His reply was really jolting. He said, we already do. And that was my introduction to this program, although he never said the name of it. And then in December of last year, I went to our feed store. It's called MFA, Missouri Farmers Association, and they had a sign on their counter that said, due to the Bioterrorism Act of 2002, we now need your name, address, and phone number in order to be able to sell you feed.
We can't sell you, was this seed or was this food for the animals?
Seed for animals, like chicken food and goat food.
They want to know where everything is. They want to know where you have your food supplied. They want to control everything to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden. Fear is utilized to control the people. That's what it's about. So go ahead.
So that spawned me to really begin digging, and then I came across the documents for the National Animal Identification System and encountered some a lawyer from New York, the name of Mary Zanoni, had put together a response to the Federal Register notice of the National Animal Identification System, and that was publicized, and so I got into contact with her, and we began, we're a very loosely organized group of people fighting this tooth and nail, because we are literally in a fight for our lives. And
Now, was this ever passed by Congress, or is this something bureaucratically that was put in by the Office of Homeland Security in the name of protecting us from the wicked Islamic terrorists and from Osama?
Well, basically, it's coming like so many things through agency law.
In other words, some bureaucrats come up with this great idea to protect us from Osama.
Well, this goes beyond that. The earliest documents that I can find about a national animal identification system are in the mid-1980s.
Okay, so they're utilizing then the fear of Islamic terrorism to justify what they already intended to do.
Yes, but this is predominantly because of international trade and our membership in the UN and this group called the OIE, which is the Office International Epizootie, otherwise known as the World Animal Health Organization. And as an ancillary to that, our membership in Codex Alimentarius, because we are members of the UN. Okay, so This is coming down because of our membership in the World Trade Organization through an agreement that was made in 94 called the Sanitary and Phytosanitary Agreement, which means plant and animal health agreement. And nations can put requirements on things that they import if they have those same requirements within their own country. Okay, so this is an international system to, one, register every property that has animals. Number two, identify those animals with a country code. Ours would be the 840 country code as a prefix, and have them be tracked throughout the world from birth until death.
Okay. Of course, they'd like to do the same thing with people, wouldn't they? But anyway, here's a good place to start, is with animals. And if we accept that, why, we won't be so upset as they track people as well. So anyway, what have you learned? In other words, this is already international law. It has nothing to do with our Constitution. It violates all of the precepts of individual freedom here. But that really doesn't matter, because these people don't believe in this, in personal freedom, do they?
No, they don't believe in personal freedom. They believe in control, and that they can sell us the idea that we can have security through oppression.
Right.
You know, it's scriptural. They're crying peace and safety, and there isn't any.
I like that. Security through oppression. If you'll just give up your freedom, why, of course, you'll have your freedom.
Right.
You'll have peace and security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the basic impetus of the entire thing, is control of the food supply. And when you control the food, you control the people.
Right.
And when you control agriculture, in particular, the foundation of civilization is agriculture.
Sure.
If we do away with that, and all we have are vast corporate multinational conglomerate entities that will sell us whatever they feel like selling us at whatever price, we have no food security, and we have no freedom, because hungry people will do pretty much anything.
And that's how you can control them. You control the food supply and the water supply, and they know exactly what they're doing. It's just as the average individual says, oh, this couldn't really happen in America.
Well, one thing that I have learned is the mechanisms that they employ and how the agencies operate amongst each other and how they exert control over the states. And it's really illuminating to understand how they actually get states to agree with federal policy and federal policy to agree with international policy. It's a model. It applies across everything. All of these things that are coming down to us that are just actually flat against our Constitution and will not make us safe, just make us slaves. So I don't know if I really have time. It'd probably take several minutes to just kind of go through that.
Well, you get started, and I'll interrupt you when we've got a break. So you go right for it.
Okay. Well, essentially, we have these memberships in these international organizations, and we sign agreements with those international organizations that have the weight of treaty. Okay, so the World Trade Organization agreements have the weight of treaty. And then the agencies, the specific agencies that govern every aspect of living in our nation, are given the duty of enacting whatever kind of agreement we've just entered into.
And so this is how they've done an end run. The globalists, the internationalists, have done an end run around our Constitution, and so the Constitution doesn't mean anything as long as we have these treaties signed.
Right, exactly. And the legislature doesn't have the oversight over the agencies that they need to have in order to be held accountable. The agencies... Essentially, what it is we have a minimum of two governments, okay? And the agencies operate under the executive branch, and so they go forward with implementing programs and implementing rules and regulations through a procedure wherein first they enter what they want to make a rule about into the Federal Register. And then they're supposed to take comments on that most of the time. And then they enter their final rule. And then it goes into the body of law known as the Code of Federal Regulations, or CFR. And that predominantly controls business and how you can operate your business, and like basically why we have tags on our pillowcases and things like that. That's in the CFR. Now, the legislative branch has a different code of law, and that's called the USC, the United States Code. The USC gives the agency the authority to implement regulations, okay? And then the agency will go to states and sign cooperative agreements within the particular state agencies that are to cover, in this instance, it would be like Departments of Agriculture, Livestock, Poultry Commission. And they'll tie.
Hello, Doreen. Doreen, are you there? Well, I hope that I'm still on the line here. I don't know whether they've cut Doreen off or cut me off. So anyway, I'm going to ask somebody if they'll call in, because I'm not sure whether I'm on the air or not, and whether I'm just simply talking. Our number is 970-689-8255. If you're out there, please give a call, and then I'll know that I actually am on the air and I'm not actually disconnected, because of course we've lost our guest there. So if you're out there, give me a call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
There's a very large in the line. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yes, you're there. We lost you for a moment. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
You go right ahead.
Okay, that was interesting. Anyway, so then the agencies sign these cooperative agreements with state agencies, and they tie federal funding to them. And then that federal funding, of course, it has the weight of a contract. So a state agency is now contracted to perform whatever program the federal agency has decided they want to implement. Okay. In this case, the National Animal Identification System, there has been 2004, 2005, 2006, and right now they're doing 2007 cooperative agreements.
Okay, so this is all long-range planning, but the last thing they want is for the American people to know until suddenly this is a fait accompli, and if you don't do this, you're a lawbreaker. And after all, we're a nation of laws. We just got to obey these laws. Even though these are in total violation of our Constitution, but after all, it's all treaty law, and we have to go along with it. And now we have simply gutted the very Constitution, and this has been done intentionally by the globalists who really hate America, hate individual freedom. They want to control everything. So go right ahead.
That is the bottom line. And what is occurring is essentially we've got these non-governmental organizations, and then we have all of these public-private partnerships and state-federal industry partnerships, and through those things we are becoming actually serfs. In the original documents, we'll call them the 05 documents for the National Animal Identification System, there are numerous references to we must protect our national herd. Okay? Now, that smacks of communism.
Sure it does, and that's really what it's all about, an authoritarian society where everybody else is enslaved. Tell us how this is going to impact on the farmer. My understanding is, of course, the cattle will have something in their ear, but what are you going to do with chickens and geese?
Well, the way it will impact farmers is there will be no more small farms. If somebody thinks that they're a big guy because they have 500 head of cattle, they're going to find out that they aren't anything in the course of a year or two. They're selling it through the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as being a way to get premiums. Now, if you ever follow agriculture policy, you'll see that through the dairy industry, they start talking about premiums, and what that means is they're going to put you out of business. They tell you you're going to get a premium, you will be put out of business in short order.
How does that work?
Well, they make you jump through extra hoops to get this ever elusive extra money. Okay? But when you've jumped through those hoops successfully, then they flood the market with import product and your price plummets.
In other words, you're talking about, is this would be cattle, chicken, turkeys, what specific, or agriculture as a whole?
Yeah, I'm talking about the whole, but
we'll be back in just a minute with Doreen. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the destruction of American agriculture here. Foreign imports. After all, we're in a world market. Isn't it wonderful?
I just started my own business, and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, this is Dr. Ann back here at the American Freedom Network. And before we go on, our guest is Doreen Hannes. And Doreen, do you have a website? Where can people get more information about the National Animal Identification Program?
The best place to go is nonais.org.
nonais.org. And what is that?
Actually, it's a blog that a fellow in Vermont set up, but he's housed all of the documents and tries to keep everything very up to date. And the USDA has gone about removing documents and hiding them, and it's kind of interesting what's occurred there.
Well, but why are they doing that unless they're trying to conceal the truth from the American people? Aren't we an open society? Doesn't government, simply carry out our directives? Or do you really think there might be some sinister organization there that doesn't want the American people to realize what lies ahead until it's too late?
Well, you know, I mean, they've been working on this for a very long time, since 94 at least, and there are billions of dollars invested in this. And these people, now, I don't think everybody that works for the USDA is evil on a stick or anything, but it's like telling them their baby's ugly by pointing out all of the flaws with this program. And they have to have an emotional reaction to it. If they've been involved for, you know, 14 years building something up, and then you just tear it apart, they are threatened. Okay? And I think the reason they're moving things is because we, as a, you know, small group of people who have just become very proactive fighting against this, have pointed out how sinister the whole thing is, and they are having a great big public relations problem. So they try to hide the documents and move them around and let people not see them all the time, spouting this mantra of transparency. And what transparency means in that World Animal Health Organization glossary, it means collection of data. They changed the language so that when you say is, it doesn't mean is, like Bill Clinton testified to. And you're left with basically a dictatorial form of government, and it's all through agency law.
But that's exactly what they want. They really want an authoritarian society where every animal is chipped, where they know we're all, you store your feed. Isn't that even one of the requirements, that they want to know where you store the food for the animals?
That's not actually mentioned in the National Animal Identification System. Is that there's this interweaving of a number of things. The main things that are interwoven here are the Bioterrorism Act, the National Animal Identification System, and then this thing that comes out of the OIE again, and that is called the Guide to Good Farming Practices. And what they want you to do is, say somebody comes over to visit my farm, I need to make note of that, write down their license plate number, note where they go, and, you know, keep those records for the veterinarian in case something should happen.
Well, you mean if somebody just comes over,
a
neighbor comes over to your farm, you have to keep a record of it?
That hasn't been pushed forward as of yet, but that will be what comes after they get NAIS into place. Yes.
Well, tell us, what about the geese on the farm? What about the little piglets they got in? Are they all going to have a tag of some sort or a chip?
Yes, before they ever leave the property, yes. And the original documents, they wanted everything to be marked regardless of leaving the property or not.
But how much does it cost to put an RFID chip into a chicken? Does every chicken have to have a chip on it? Or?
Yes, according to their documents, yes. And I did quite a bit of research into the other countries that have similar programs, and none of them are as huge as what the USDA has proposed for us. Yet the cost in England, which is the closest, it only covers 4 species, and the minimum cost was £20, which is like $37 per animal.
So $37 for each chicken, let's see now. That's going to run up the price of chickens, isn't it?
Quite a bit. People just won't have them, and then all you'll be, but
what's going to happen to Colonel Sanders?
Hold on. They put in this thing. There's two forms of animal identification: group identification numbers, or GINs, and individual animal identification numbers, or AINs. The group ID number is 13 digits. The individual ID number is 15 digits. Now, if you raise, say, for instance, Colonel Sanders, they'll have 10,000 chickens in one house, and they all have to be of approximately the same age. They can all go under one identification device. Okay?
They don't actually have to be individually chipped?
Those don't. But if you raise, like, for instance, us, say we've got 10 hens and they hatch out their own chicks. Since they're mingled with animals of other ages, they would all have to be individually tagged. Okay, because they're saying that if you raise them in a group through the market process up to the point of death, then all you have to do is have one tag on those animals. So, and that applies predominantly to poultry and also to piglets.
Well, that would certainly favor then the corporate farmer over the little guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then people who raise their animals in a more natural fashion with, you know, the calf nursing off of the cow, they'd have to have two ID numbers, okay? Whereas if they took the calf as soon as it was born and put it into a pen with other calves that were born on approximately the same date, they could put all of those calves under one ID number.
So basically this is to destroy the small farmer.
Well, yes, it's to charge up the corporate agricultural system, which is agribusiness, and destroy agriculture, which is, you know, people running things in a more natural way.
Well, now, what happens if you just have your chickens on your farm, you have them to lay eggs for you, and then you kill them and you eat them yourself? Do you still have to have the tags on there?
According to the original documents, yes, but now they've gone through this process of deflection and entering, you know, making a whole bunch of statements about how you won't need to do that. If the animal never leaves the property, you kill it yourself and eat it, they say that you won't have to do it. But you will still have to have a premise identification number.
So anybody who has a farm will have to have a special number that's issued by the government.
Yes, hooked up to GPS coordinates on a satellite.
And then will they be observing you through those satellites? Will they know what you're doing?
They say they're not going to.
Can we trust them?
Do you trust them?
No.
I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all.
I mean, that's what the whole purpose of these extensive satellite system is. It's not to spy on the Russians. After all, they're our friends now, and communism is dead.
Right.
What are they doing with all the satellites? Why, they're watching us, ladies and gentlemen. They're watching us.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245. We'll be right back.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest today is Doreen Anderson. And we're talking about this animal identification system and really how totally impractical this would be, you know, for this small farmer. Of course, it's very easy for the corporate farmer. They can put 10,000 chickens all on the same ID, and they don't even have to bother to chip them. And so what this does, it discriminates against the small farmer, it rewards the large farmer, and eventually, of course, will lead to the concentration of power and of wealth and control, because it's really all about control. Well, you know, Sydney, what about the seed and the food? Do you mention that the food store, probably the seed stores and feed stores have to have your name and address?
Technically, they don't. However, they're using the Bioterrorism Act of 2002 to make people register and to make them think they have to register, although farms are technically exempt in that act. Okay, now, feed stores, they would have to register so long as they're not part of a farm. But they do not have to ask every person they sell feed to for their name, address, and phone number.
Well, then why are they doing it?
Because some of these feed stores, the one I mentioned, for instance, MFA, are involved with our state ag department on setting up this program called, they call it Health Track, and it's a quality source and age verification program for cattle, and they want to basically implement this kind of system where you will have to have a premise identification number in order to buy feed, okay? So they're trying to use feed stores to help them to implement the NAIS, and they're trying to sell it to them through their ignorance. They're like, well, you need to get this from people so that, you know, we can track the food. In case there's something wrong with, you know, a lot of feed or something, then we can contact them easier.
And, of course, that's really what this is, not just for animals. This is for all the food, and this is why this tremendous, to my way of thinking, as I watch television night after night, it's all about the poison spinach, the poison onions, the poison strawberries. This is not more of a problem today than it's ever been. Why are they focusing our attention on it? I believe to justify new legislation to control even more of the food supply. Would you think is that paranoia, or is that perhaps being a little a realist about what's going on?
It isn't paranoia, because what the desire is on an international level is to have trace back and trace forward on everything that is consumed or sold, okay? That's with all of this RFID chipping of products, like in Walmart. You know, you buy a razor and they can chart it going out the door. They have an RFID chip in your tennis shoes, and if you paid for it with a credit card or a check, they know when you've come into the store. Okay? It's this absolute surveillance society that's running rampant, because, number one, there's somebody who's not omniscient and wants to be, and will use technology to achieve it. And that's how they're going to get all of this knowledge, is through the computers and through this interfacing of all of these computer systems.
But don't we need something like this to protect us from the wicked terrorists who might poison our food supply?
I don't think so, because the way I read it, life is never safe. You know?
And if the terrorists are really out there, after 5 years, you'd think they could have launched at least one attack, wouldn't you? But maybe it's all made up to justify this totalitarian control, because it's really about control, don't you think?
Well, yeah, that's definitely it. I mean, there's a document within the cooperative agreements that the states have to sign with the USDA. It's called the Special Form 424A. And 424B, and that document attests for each state agency that they will cross apply. Like it references executive orders, so that the USDA will have this SF-424A, and then the state ag department signs that document, and they're agreeing to enforce EPA regulations and executive orders on, like, watershed and, you know, water quality, clean air quality systems, all this. So if you sign up for one program, you're signing on to all sorts of programs.
And really, a lot of this was planned long before the terror attack, wasn't it, of September 11th? Wasn't this planned long before? But now, suddenly, we have a justification that we can implement all these draconian laws to protect us from Osama?
Yeah, exactly. It's just operating off of people's fear. And yet none of this will make us safe.
Of course not.
And yet, you know, I mean, what we should do is close our borders and, you know, stop being the world policemen, and then people wouldn't hate us so much, and we would have more control of our own nation, but that's not the plan.
That is absolutely not. We're doing everything we can to get everybody in the world to hate us. In fact,
right.
The only people who had the original pictures from Abu Ghraib were on military, and they released this to the rest of the world to precipitate hatred for America. After all, if we're going to get a big war going in the Muslim world, we have to have everybody hating everybody else.
Right, right.
Anyway, Doreen, thank you so very much for being with us. I would like to get you back on the weather programs. You present these ideas very clearly, and I think it's such an important issue.
Okay.
People understand. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Well, yes. The thing to do is to get the documents, and to get those, you have to go online. And I'm sorry, but the USDA will not send them to you. So if you can go to knownais.org and look under the tech supplements, you'll find all of these documents, and then you can get a real understanding of the scope of this program.
That's knownais.
.org, yes.
.org, okay,
yes.
Fine. Ladies and gentlemen, you go up there, you get the information, you duplicate it, you talk to people about it. They're going to look at you as if, you know, as if you're telling them you've just seen somebody from outer space come down. Keep talking about it, because it's coming to pass, and maybe when it does, remember what you said, and they'll realize that you were telling them the truth, and hopefully it won't be too late. Doreen, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us.
God bless you.
Looking forward to get you on our other program.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations...
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
And I hope if you haven't read it, you'll get it. and or the video or the DVD. It all tells the same story about this group of people who want a dictatorship in America. And you need to help us get the information out. There are powerful spiritual forces which are energizing this entire movement towards a dictatorship in America. Are you concerned to know that your cell phone now can eavesdrop on you? Did you know that? This has taken years of planning. How have they kept it secret? Because they control what you hear or read. And this just accidentally got out in the hearings, in a court case where the FBI was using the information they'd gotten from the little microphone switch that is in your cell phone, so that anything you say when you have that cell phone close at hand, they can listen to. Who are they? The ones who want to control you and monitor everything you do. Nobody may be allowed to be free in this brave new world that's coming down, the world of 1984, and behind that are the powerful spiritual forces I describe in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand, they have their concentration camps, they're refurbishing the Japanese prison camps. Halliburton has $385 million to build new detention camps. They already have all the old army camps. The army camps have been closed, but there are people there, and they've changed the barbed wire. It used to be to keep people out of the army camps. Now it's to keep them in. We have a four-tape set on concentration camps. As incredible as it may seem, there is a plan. We have a video. Is that actually a video? It's called America Behind Barbed Wire, and we have a concentration camp special. You need to get the information. You need to help us get the information out if you value freedom. And remember, our boys go overseas to fight for freedom, but the battle is not there. The battle is here for the hearts and minds and souls of the American people. If you'd like to get our four-tape set on concentration camps, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the concentration camp special, it has, certainly has the four tapes and several sets of videos, and even has a government document on how to handle civilian internees in the military camps. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope that some of you out there will give serious consideration to helping us reprint Dr. Dennis Cuddy's great book, Secret Records Revealed. And right now, you can get a full case of his books for $149.95 plus shipping. A pre-publication offer. Once we get enough people pledged, we'll go ahead and actually publish the book, but we need your help to do it. And once we have enough pledges, we'll get Dr. Cuddy's book printed. That's Secret Records Revealed now, with an index, with a epilogue that brings it right up to date to this very. You need to get books like this and get them into other people's hands and understand. Everything is a social experiment. The elite look upon us as human cattle or human chattel. There is an elite group. It controls America. Now, if you'd like to help us with Dr. Cuddy's book, our number 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to understand who these people are, you need to go to my website, radioliberty.com, read my August, September, and October newsletters, copy them, get them out, help us reach others while we still can. And pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection till tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertising.